Chapter 7. Thus hath Adonai Hashem showed unto me, and he formed locusts in the beginning of the springing up of the second crop, and it was the second crop after the mowing of the melech. And it came to pass that when they had made an end of eating the vegetation of Haaretz, then I said, O Adonai Hashem, forgive, I beseech thee. How shall Yaakov survive, for he is katon? Hashem relented for this. It shall not be, saith Hashem. Thus hath Adonai Hashem showed unto me, and Adonai Hashem called to punish with Esh, and it devoured the Tahom Rabbah, and did devour the Chelek. Then said I, O Adonai Hashem, cease, I beseech thee. How shall Yaakov survive, for he is katon? Hashem relented for this. This also shall not be, saith Adonai Hashem. Thus he showed me, and Hashem stood upon a chomah made with a plumb line, and a plumb line in his hand. And Hashem said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said Hashem, Hineni, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Yisrael. I will not again pass by them any more, and the high places of Yitzhak shall be desolate, and the Mikdashay Yisrael shall be laid waste, and I will rise against the base Yerovam with the Cherev. Then Amatziah, the Kohen of Beit El, sent to Yerovam, Melech Yisrael, saying, Amos hath conspired against thee in the midst of base Yisrael. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos saith, Yerovam shall die by the Cherev, and Yisrael shall surely be led away into the Golis out of their own land. Also Amatziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go, flee thee away into Eretz Yehuda, and there eat lechem, and prophesy there. But prophesy not again any more at Beit El, for it is the Mikdash Melech, and it is the base Hamlacha. Then answered Amos, and said to Amatziah, I was no Navi, neither was I a Ben Navi, but I was a herder and a dresser of sycamore fig trees, and Hashem took me as I followed the Tzon, and Hashem said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Yisrael. Now therefore hear thou the Devar Hashem. Thou sayest, prophesy not against Yisrael, and drop not thy word against the base Yitzhak. Therefore thus saith Hashem, Thy Isha shall be a zona in the city, and thy Banim and thy Banot shall fall by the Cherev, and thy land shall be divided by line, and thou shalt die in an Adama Temeah. And Yisrael shall surely go forth of his land into Golis.